This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police are beginning patrols on part of the Syrian border, quickly moving to implement an accord with Turkey that divvies up control of northeastern Syria. The Kremlin told Kurdish fighters to pull back from the entire frontier or else face another Turkish assault. The warning comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan struck a deal to share control of Syria's northeast. AP's Mike Gracia has more on the agreement.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Iraq's defense minister tells the Associated Press the American forces withdrawing from Syria to Iraq will leave the country within 4 weeks. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears before Congress today to answer questions about his company's global ambitions. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Mark Zuckerberg has been summoned to testify before the House Financial Services Committee on Facebook's plan to create a global digital currency. Lawmakers from both parties and top regulators have criticized Libra, Facebook's proposed currency. They warn it could be used for illicit activity, such as money laundering or drug trafficking. Zuckerberg wants to reassure lawmakers that Facebook won't try to evade financial regulators as it prepares to launch Libra. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump's actions towards Ukraine continued today with testimony from a high-ranking State Department official. On Tuesday, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine gave a detailed account of President Trump's demands on the country. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, kept a day-by-day account of President Trump's alleged back-channel effort to force Ukraine's president to investigate the Democrats and potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden. Taylor's lengthy opening statement obtained by the AP lays out the involvement of Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and current ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
A detailed account of what he saw in his service in Ukraine as it related to this shakedown scheme.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the impeachment inquiry a smear campaign by, quote, far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats. She adds there was no quid pro quo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A spokesman for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Johnson told European Council President Donald Tusk on Wednesday he did not want another Brexit delay, confident he can still get a deal through Parliament by October 31st. This a day after Parliament blocked a fast-track plan to approve his Brexit bill. Police in southeastern Britain say 39 people were found dead Wednesday inside a truck container believed to have come from Bulgaria. A 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Mechanical and design issues contributed to the crash of a Lion Air 737 MAX jet last October. Reuters' Emily Withers reports.
It's been a year-long wait for answers for next of kin of the victims killed in the Lion Air jet crash. Families gathered to hear explanations by Indonesian investigators ahead of the release of a final report. 189 people died on the Lion Air 737 MAX jet shortly after it took off from Jakarta. The 737 MAX was grounded worldwide after a second deadly crash in Ethiopia 5 months later in March. Investigators told victims' families in the closed-door briefing that mechanical and design issues contributed to the Indonesian crash.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Hong Kong's legislature on Wednesday formally killed the extradition bill that sparked 4 months of anti-government protests on the same day that the murder suspect at the center of this issue was released from jail in Hong Kong. He says he plans to turn himself in to Taiwanese authorities. But protesters and opposition legislators say this is a small concession and won't lead them to back down from their 5 demands of Hong Kong's government. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.